Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to begin on the Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Vav Umibbeis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. We are continuing to learn every single day for our Chayalim to be safe, for the war to be over quickly and successfully, B'ezus Hashem, all those Nebuch Karbonos, may the families be comforted, Amokim Yenachem Eschem, and that there should be Shalom in Klal Yisrael. All the people that are hurt, Nebuch should have a refuah shleima. Now, we're also learning today Lili Nishmas Tuvia Lefka, which Oliver Shalom, Tuvia Moshe Ben Yosef. All the Nishans we learned for Shev and Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up in the Mishnah towards the bottom of Samach Vav Omud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Kol Makom Shiesh Kiddushim Ve'ein Aveira. The style of the Mishnah is going to be, it's going to have Kol Makom, which is a general statement, and the Gemara will discuss what is this coming to also include other than the things that are specified, and then it's going to have the A, Ze, Zu, and then it's going to seem to limit it to only the following cases, and that's going to be Memayit something else. So that's just the overall style of the Mishnah. We start off with telling us any place, Kol Makom Sheish Kiddushin, that the Kiddushin are in fact Chal. The husband is able to be Mekadish, the wife, the Ein Aveira, and it is halachically, perfectly permissible l'chatchila to do so. There is no Aveira involved. So in this situation, HaKidushin Tosin, Rashi says, the Ein Aveira b'nisuin, there is no sin at all in this Nisuin. Shlo Asarta Torah love, there is no Isser this woman has to be married to this man. So in this situation, what is the status of the child? Havlad holich achar hazachar. So we go after the zachar in terms of determining what is the halachic status of the child. What do we mean? Whether the child is a Kohen, a Levi, or a Yisrael. So the A, Ze, Zu, and what are we referring specifically to over here? Zu, Kohenes, Leviyo, V'Yisraelis, Shenisu, LeKohen, Levi, V'Yisrael. If you have the husband of a different part of Klal Yisrael than the wife, so as Rashi goes through the examples, if you have Levi, Shenasa Kohenis, O Yisraelis. If a Levi marries the daughter of a Kohen or the daughter of a Yisraelis, so the child, Binot Levi, the child is a Levi. You follow the father, who's a Levi, and not the mother, who's a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael. Likewise, the Kohen, Shenasa Leviya, the Yisraelis. If a Kohen were to marry the daughter of a Levi or the daughter of a Yisraelis, so Binot Kohen, the child is a Kohen, following the father and not the mother. And likewise, Yisrael, Shinasah Kohenes Olivia, if a Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, so then the Vlad is a Yisrael. The child follows the Yisrael. And this is based upon the Pasuk that says, L'mishmecho Sam, L'veis Avo Sam. So we follow the father's lineage in this situation. Again, as an aside, we follow the mother. If Rahman al-Sam, the mother, had relations with a guy, and the child that is born is a product of a guy and a Jewish woman, so then we follow the mother. In that situation, the child is a yid. We don't follow the father in that situation, but that's because that wasn't a marriage. So when there's a marriage that is tofes and there was no aveira, so then we follow the father's lineage. Again, we point out there was the kol makom, the eze zo, so there's a ribui and a miyut that we'll have to deal with in the resha, and the Gemara spent a lot of time discussing that. Then we have the second part, what we call the sefer of the Mishnah. V'kol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira. However, in a case where the kiddushin are tosin, however, there is an aveira involved, there is an iser, a lab. The Gemara will give us examples in a moment. The Mishnah will give us examples in a moment. So in this situation, havlad holech achar apogum. So then the vlad, the child that's born, again, through no fault of their own, but they have the status of the pogum parent. Now, what is this an example? The Ezeh Zo. What are examples over here? Zu Almana. This would be an example of where an Almana married a Kohen Gadol. So the Kedushin of Tosin, according to the Tana of Amishnah. The Tana of Amishnah, both Rashi and Tosus point out, is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, that holds that the Kedushin are Tofes for Chai B'Lavim, but the child, therefore, is going to have a pagam, but it won't be a mamzer. So this is the opinion of Shimon of Timni, which is the halacha l'maisa. So in this situation, where a Kohen Gadol marries an amana, that marriage is not allowed, it's a lav, he has to marry b'sulam y'amavi kachisha, and he marries an amana, so that child will have the pagam of the parent, and therefore that child will become a halal. So grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedrit. Or similarly, if you have a grusha who is forbidden on a daraisa level to go and marry a Kohen, or a Chalutza, since it's so similar to Gerishin, people will mistakenly think they're the same thing. So therefore, while Midoraisa, Chalutza can marry a Kohen Hedjot, Midorabanan, Chalutza can't marry Kohen Hedjot. So in this situation as well, the Grusha and the Chalutza become a Chalala, so the child will become a Chalal as well. Mamzeres, Unasina, Yisrael, a Mamzeres, or an Asina, is not allowed to go and marry a Yisrael, or vice versa. The Bas Yisrael, who's a kosher Jewish lady, is not allowed to marry L'mamzul in a sin. So in all of these situations, the child will have the pagam of the parent. In other words, the child will be a cholol. So that is the second part of the Mishnah, which we'll refer to in the Gemara as the Seifa. Then we have the third part of the Mishnah, the real Seifa of the Mishnah, if you wish, where it says, V'chol mi she'ein lo olov kiddushin, avo yesh lo alachem kiddushin. If you have a woman who can't be married to this person, the kiddushin aren't tosin in this person, i.e., it's going to be a chayev kares, or Chayev Mises Basin, so the Kedushin aren't Tovsin in that situation. However, this is a perfectly valid person, and they could have Kedushin with a perfectly valid other Yid. Avo Yesh Lo Alachem Kedushin. This woman can have Kedushin with other people, but if she has Kedushin with the Erva that she's forbidden to, through either Kares or Mises Basin, so then the child from that, Havlad Mamzer. That is the situation where we pass him that the child is a mamzer. The Kedushin aren't tosin because it's a chayiv kares or chayiv mises based in, and therefore the Kedushin aren't tosin and the child is a mamzer. Tomorrow we'll say, where do we learn this out from? In any event, what are the examples of this? The Ezeh Zeh. So this is Zeh HaBol Achas, we call her Aisha B'Torah. This is a woman who, Rahman al-Islam, has relations with somebody that's forbidden to her, either an Isser of Kares or an Isser of Mises Basin, and then the child is born from that relationship, so the Kedushin are in Tosin, and this child is a Mamzer. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, V'chol mi she'ein lo, lo olav, v'lo alachem Kedushin, somebody that is not involved in the din of Kedushin. We'll see in a moment who this is referring to. So then, Havlad Kimosa, the child is going to be like her status. And what's the example of this? Ve'ezeh zeh, zeh v'lad shivcha v'nochris. This would be if the woman was a shivcha kananis, and she relations with a guy, or if this is a nachris, a gaita, and she has relations with another guy, or with a Eved Kinani. So in that situation, the Vlad and the Shifcha nachris, Havlad Kimosa, the child will be like the mother in this situation. And the Gemara will explain this in more detail as well. Okay, now let's start off the Gemara. Komakum she'esh kiddushin, in a situation where there is kiddushin in the first situation, and we said that there is no Aveira at all, so then we follow the Zohar. So this seems to imply that this is an absolute rule. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon's sister of Yochanan. Really? This is an absolute rule? There are no exceptions to the rule? Kalalahu? The Komokum Sheish Kedushin Vein Aveir Avlad Holech Archa Zohar? Really? But I have an exception to this rule. Harei, and we turn to Samach Zayin with Aleph. What about the case of Ger Shenosa Mamzeris? Now, a Ger, according to the understanding right now, is permitted to go and marry a Mamzeris. The Yesh Kedushin, therefore the Kedushin Achal, the Ein Aveira, and there is no Aveira in the Ger marrying the Mamzeris. And therefore, Havlad Holech Acher Apogum. Nevertheless, we don't say the child follows the father, the Zohar, and therefore would be a perfectly good member of Chai Yisrael. We say, no, here the child is a Mamzer, or Mamzeris, whatever, boy or girl that's born. Ger Shenosa Mamzeris, the child has the status of the Pagam, of the Mamzeris, the Tanya. And we see this befamish in the Brisa, where it says, Ger Shenosa Mamzeris Havlad Mamzer. So here we have an example of where the Kiddushin Archal and no Aveira is being done, and yet we don't follow the Zohar, we follow the Pagam. So, Divrei Rav Yossi, this is the opinion of Yossi. That seems to contradict our Mishnah. Why doesn't our Mishnah give this as an exception to the rule? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responds back to Rabbi Shimon, and he says, Mi Saris Masnisin Rav Yossi, who says our Mishnah goes like this opinion of Rav Yossi? In fact, Masnisin, the town of our Mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like the opinion of Yehuda that says that there is an Aveira involved over here. The Omar, Ger Lo Yisra Mamzeris, and this would be there for an example, the Yesh Kiddushin, the Kiddushin Achal, however, the Yesh Aveira, because he passes, Rabbi Yehuda passes, and the town of our Mishnah holds like this aspect of Rabbi Yehuda, that there is Kiddushin, however, there is an Aveira. And therefore, this falls into the category of the second part of the Mishnah, Havlad Holech Achar Pogum, where the second part of the Mishnah says, when there is an Aveira, albeit the Kedushin Achal, so then you go after the Pogum, so this fits perfectly in accord, the Tanav HaMishnah fits perfectly in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So, Gemara says, V'nisnaya, so then why don't we list this amongst the other cases that we listed, the Amon HaLikoyen Gadol, etc., etc. So you should list over here, a Ger Shenosa Mamzeris. So Gemara says, yeah, that's what it meant, Tana, Kol Makom the Sefer, when we use the Lashon of Kol Makom in the Sefer, again, which means the middle part of the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, Lasuye, it comes to include this case as well. We don't list every single case, but this is a general rule, and there are other cases other than those that specifically that we listed. Well, alternatively, you could say, Vibayi Seima, that in fact, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanav HaMishnah does hold like Rabbi Yossi, Lola Rabbi Yossi, who says, in fact, that the ger is permitted to marry the mamzeres. There is no aveira at all. And therefore, how would you explain our Mishnah according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? The Tana, when it said, when it said, what is included in this? It's only these that are included, limiute, as opposed to the case of ger shenosa mamzeres. In that situation, the Vlad is also going to be a mamzer or a mamzeres. So the Ezo-Zu in the Reisha of the Mishnah, which says that you follow the Zohar, so it only in those situations do you follow the Zohar, the Ezo-Zu, that's the Kohen, the Levi, or the Israel, that marries the Kohenis, the Leviah, or the Israelis, it comes to specifically exclude this case where the Kiddushin are permitted and the Kiddushin are Chal, and it comes to exclude this case, because here you don't follow the Zohar, here, in fact, you follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, it says, Ger Shenosam Zeres Havlad Mamzer. Ayin Gemara says, the Ezu Vesulo, the Ezo Zu Vesulo. This is the only example of that. What about the following case? Lari Cholol Shenosa Bas Yisrael. What about the case of a Cholol that marries a Bas Yisrael? The Yesh Kiddushin, the Kiddushin Achal, the Enavera, and there's absolutely an Avera involved in this. The Cholol is allowed to go and marry a Bas Yisrael. He is a perfectly valid member of Kaisel, albeit has a pagam of a cholol, but he's allowed to go marry Bas Yisrael, and therefore the Yesh Kiddushin Vein Avera. And why don't we list this over here? Havlad Holech Achar Zachar. So that should be listed as well. So Mar says no. The reason why it's not listed is because Holo Kasha. This is not a problem because we go like the opinion of Rav Dostoy Ben Rabbi Yehuda Sirulei. This we had the other day that says in fact this is a situation where if you have a cholol and marries a Bas Yisrael. So we learned the other day, and Rashi brings down, Letana Didan, he holds, Doma Binos Yisrael Mikve Tahara L'Chalolin, Ubita K'shera L'Kuna. So here's a perfectly good example, where the Vlad is a perfectly acceptable child. So this is an exception to the rule, and that's why it's not listed in the first part of the Mishnah, because here the Vlad doesn't go after the Zohar. According to the story Ben Rav Yehuda, you don't go after the Zohar, you in fact go after the mother. The mother was a Mikve Tahara over here to remove the Chalol Pagam that the child would have, otherwise would have had, according to the opinions that disagree with the story be reviewed. Okay, now the Gemara says, what about the following case? Vari Yisrael Shenosa Chalala. Here, you don't have the women of Klai Yisrael being a mikvah tahara, even according to Rav Distoyb and Yehuda. So, in this situation, you have a Yisrael Shenosa Chalala, Yisrael marries a Chalala, so you have the Eish Kiddushin, Bein Aver, but there is no sin involved over here. Nevertheless, Havlad Holech Achar Zohar. In this situation, the Vlad does go after the Zohar in that this child is a perfectly good Zohar. He is a perfectly good Yisrael. The child is not a Chalol like the mother. We follow after the Zohar. So why isn't this case mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah? I should have said Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, the Chalol in this situation. Havlad Holech Achar Zohar. So Gemara says, Tana Komakum de Reisha Lasuye. It's included in the Komakum. So that was a general statement that includes this case as well. No, why didn't it say it? Vinisnei Behedja. It mentioned Kohen Levi Yisrael. So why does it mention a Cholol as well? Because Gemara says, Mishum de Lo Masila. It's not easy for it to have phrased it. Because Hechi Nisnei. How should it have said it? Should it have said, Kohenes Ulevia Yisraelis Vichalola? Shenisis Lekohen Levi Yisrael. If a Yisrael goes and marries a Chalola, so that's no problem. But v'chalola l'koi michazya. But how could you have listed it over here? Kohenetz will be of Yisraelis v'chalola. Because in that situation, it implies that any Kohen, any Levi, or any Yisrael is allowed to marry all the other people there. But only a Levi or a Yisrael is allowed to marry the Chalola. Chalola l'koi michazya. So therefore, it would have been difficult for it to list it simply. So therefore, it just included it in the category of kol makom. So when the male Yisrael marries the Chalola, so in that situation, Havlad Olech Achar HaZachar. So in fact, the child over here, the Vlad, doesn't have the Pagam, it follows after the Zachar, but it wasn't specifically listed because of the problems in the terminology that we would have had, because you couldn't write it down, Kohenes Levi Yisrael is Chalola, that goes and marries Kohen Levi Yisrael, because the Kohen can't marry the Chalola. So it's included in the Kol Makom, and therefore, there's no problem over here in phrasing it the way that we did. Okay. Morris still says, wait a second, but there are other cases that should have been listed in the first part of the Mishnah that talk about a permissible marriage with a Kedushin or Tosin, and you follow the Zohar for Ikod de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. We should have also listed the case of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. What is that? The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana sitting Rav Yochanan. If you have a Mitzri Sheni, Shenoso Mitzris Rishona. The rule is that the Dor Shlishi, only in the third generation of Mitzri, male or female, are they able to go marry into the Kaal. But a Mitzri Rishon or a Mitzri Sheni or a Mitzris Rishon or a Mitzris Shniya is not allowed to marry into the Kaal. So what happens if you have a male who's a Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa, and goes and marries a Mitzris Rishona, first generation Mitzris? So is the child going to be the product of the mother and therefore the child will be a second generation? Or we say the child is the product of the father and the child will be a third generation Mitzri, which now can marry into the Kaal. So here you have a perfectly permissible marriage. The Mitzri Sheni is allowed to go and marry the Mitzris Rishona. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Bar Bachana said in Rabbi Yochanan, Dina Shlishi Havi. The child is considered a Shlishi. In other words, this is a permissible marriage. You go after the Zachar, after the father. The father was a Sheni, so therefore the Vlad will be a Shlishi. And therefore, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah as well? So again, the Gemara responds and says, Tana kol makom dereisha lasuye. That's why it said, kol makom in the Reisha, that is coming to include this case as well. So therefore, that's why it wasn't specifically mentioned. There is an opinion that disagrees with this opinion of Rabbi Bar Bachan or Rabbi Yochan, the opinion of Rav Dimi, Domar Sheni Havi, in this situation where the Mitzri Sheni marries the Mitzri Rishona, he disagrees that you follow the father. He says you follow the mother, and therefore the child will be a Mitzri Sheni, the Vlad will be a Sheni, and not a Shlishi. So Rav Dimi, Domar Sheni Havi, so then we should have listed this in the second part of the Mishnah. They say go after the pagam of the two. So why isn't it listed over there? So Gemara says, Tana Ezu Lim Ute. So it is listed over here in the category of these and only these to say that this is an exception to the rule that you follow the father. Here's another example where you follow the mother. And that's why it only listed those specifically, Ezu, only those who listed Lim Ute, this case of Rav Dimi. Again, Va'ika, what about the following case? In the first part of the Mishnah, why didn't we state this case where the Kiddushin Lachal and there's no Aveira? Dichli also Ravi Namar Yochanan. Ravi came very strong. He told over the name of Yochanan, Bu'umos Holech Achara Zocher. When you have Goyim, then you follow the Zocher. So, for example, if you have a person who is a member of the Zion Umos of the seven Canaanite nations, so they're forbidden to be kept alive, and you can't have them as a Eved Kenani. So what happens if they marry a woman from non-seven tribes, from the not from the Zion Umros, not from the seven Canaanite tribes? So in that situation, do you go after the father or after the mother, and vice versa? So Beumos Holech Achar Zocher. So Rabin said name of Yochanan that by the Goyim you go after the Zocher, but Nisgairu, if they were to convert Holech Achar Apogum Shebishneim. If they were to convert, then they become full-fledged Yidden, but you go after the Pogim Shebishneim, which the Gemara will explain in a few moments. Now, according to this, when you have, by the Umos, Holech Achar HaZachar, so why is this not listed also in the first part of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Tana Ezu Limute. Again, it only listed those cases that you follow the Zachar. This is an exception, which we'll see momentarily, if you have an Ammoni who marries a Mitzri, so each of them has a pagam in them, the Ammon v'lo Ammonis, so the Ammoni males aren't allowed to enter the Kaal, but the female Ammonis is allowed to. And the Mitzri, both the male and the female, just for the first and second generation, can't enter in the Kaal, and the third generation can. So the Gemara will explain that this is also in a situation where we don't automatically follow the Zohar, and therefore that's why it's not listed in the Reisha of the Mishnah. And it's limited by saying that Ezezu, only those cases, the Kohen Yisrael and the Levi, marrying the Kohanis Leviah and the Israelis, those are the only ones that are listed, because this is not an example of that. Okay, now, the Gemara goes back and says, you tried to explain our Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda, and you tried to explain our Mishnah according to Rav Yossi. So we're going to question, can you really explain our Mishnah according to Rav Yossi? We have a problem. Hi, Mai. How can you tell me that we explain the Mishnah according to Rav Yossi? We understand how you can explain the Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda. Again, the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi deals with Ger Shenosa Mamzeres. So Rav Yossi, it said, Ger Shenosa Mamzeres Havlad Mamzer. Albeit, there is no Aveir involved. Whereas Rav Yehuda said that Ger Lo Yisa Mamzeres, there's an Aveir involved. So he also agrees that the child will be a Mamzer or Mamzeres. However, there is Kiddushin, but Aveir according to Rav Yehuda. So everything works out well in our Mishnah if you learn it according to Rav Yehuda. Iyam is Bishloma Masdis and Rav Yehuda. If you follow this opinion of Rav Yehuda, so then everything works out because we can use every Kol Makom and every Ezezu to go and include and exclude all the things that we have to. And we go through this again now in the Gemara. Kol makom the Reisha, in the first part of the Reisha, where it says that the Kiddushin are chal and there's no Aveira, so the words kol makom are coming to include as well, in addition to the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael cases that were mentioned, they come to include as well Yisrael shenasa chalola. It comes to include the case where Yisrael goes and marries a chalola. So in that situation, we've already discussed and said that the child will follow the zocher, the father, and not be a chalol. So this is included as well in the reisha that this is following the zocher. And likewise, the kol makom includes the case of the rabba bar chana, Amar Yochanan. That case where the Mitzri Sheni married the Mitzris Rishona, so we follow the Zohar. So that's why the Kol Makom in the Reisha of the Mishnah comes to include these two cases. And what does the Ezu Lim Ute come to exclude in the Reisha of the Mishnah? It comes to include the cases of either the Ravdimi or the case of Rabin. Those are mutually exclusive. So it either comes to exclude the case of Ravdimi, that you don't follow the Zohar in that situation. Again, Ravdimi had disagreed with Rabba Bar Barchana Amr of Yochanan, and he had said that a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzris Rishona, the Vlad is not following the father, it follows the mother, and is a Mitzri Sheni. So in this situation, it would come to exclude this from following the Zohar. And likewise, it would include exclude the case of Ravin Amr of Yochanan. Ravin Amr of Yochanan had said that if you have the male from Ammon who marries the Mitzris, the female Mitzris, so in that situation, since they were both Gerim, so the Kiddushin Achal, there is no Aveira, and nevertheless, we don't follow the father. You follow in that situation the Pagam Shebishneim, and again, we'll discuss this more in the Gemara. So therefore, that's what the Ezeh Zu is coming to exclude in the race of the Mishnah. So we've explained according to Rav Yehuda, and this will also be the explanation according to Rav Yossi. So this is really the Kulei Alma, that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi explain the Reisha of the Mishnah, the case where there's Kedushin Chal and there's no Aveira, in this way. We turn to some of Zion of the Beis. But Kol Mokum the Seif, in the second part of the Mishnah, Rashi explains the Yesh Kedushin, the Yesh Aveira, that we're dealing with the what we would have called normally the Mitziusa, the second part of the Mishnah. We call it the Sefer, as opposed to the first part of the Mishnah, which is the Reisha. So in the case of the Kedushin or Chal, but there's an Aveir involved, so why did you need the words Kol Makom? According to Rav Yehuda, that's L'asuye Ger Shenasa Mamzeres. Oh, Rav Yehuda says that it's forbidden for a Ger to go and marry a Mamzeres, so the Kedushin or Chal, but there is an Aveira. But Elo Yamris Rav Yossi, but if you're telling me it's Rav Yossi, so then we would go and explain the Reisha in exactly the same way that we just did for Yehuda. So, Kol Makom the Reisha Kidamorin. Ezuzu of the Reisha Kidamorin. That we would explain the exact same way. Elo Kol Makom the Seifa Lasu Yemai. So, here in the Seifa, this would be an example with the Kedushin Achal, but there's an Aveira. According to Rav Yossi, there is no Aveira. So, then what do you have Kol Makom to come to include? According to Rav Yehuda, it comes to include this case. But according to Rav Yossi, there is no such case. So why do you need Kol Makom in the Mitziusa, in the what we call the Sefer, in the second case of the Mishnah, the Yesh Kedusha V'Yesh Aveira? So we throw this back and say, Lutamech, and according to you, Rav Yehuda, you had very good the Reisha of the Mishnah, where we needed the Kol Makom, we needed the Ezuzu, and we needed the Kol Makom in the Sefer, but why, according to Rav Yehuda, the second part of the Mishnah, Ezuzu, the Sefer, Lomali, what does that come to exclude? There is no case, according to Rav Yehuda. Ela, I did the Tana Reisha, Ezuzu, so Tana Sefer, Ezuzu. So that's a parallelism. We want to keep the structure of the Mishnah the same. So yes, we needed it for the first three, so then we included it in the fourth part as well, even though it wasn't necessary to say Ezuzu. But, Hochanami, that's how Rav Yossi would answer as well. I did the Tana Reisha Kol Makom, since we used the Lashon of Kol Makom in the Reisha, so for parallelism, Tana Nami Sefer Kol Makom. So therefore, each of them had three of the four categories, the Kol Makom, Ezuzu, the Reisha, and the Sefer. They each needed three of them. And the fourth one is just put in for parallelism. So this works for Rav Yossi, this works for Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, there's no kasha in explaining our Mishnah like either Rabbi Yehuda or Rav Yossi. Good. The Gemara now goes back to discuss Ravin's Amar of Yochanan statement. Gufa. We go back. Ki also Ravin Amar of Yochanan. We said that when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said over the name of Yochanan, Bu'umos halechachar hazochar, but nizgairu halechachar hapogim shebneim. In regards to the Goyim, when they have, quote, intermarriage between different tribes, the Canaanic tribes versus the rest of the world tribes, so then you go after the Zohar in terms of determining what is the status of the child. As opposed to, if they convert, then you go after the Pagum Shebishneim. So what exactly are these two scenarios talking about? I alluded to them before, now we'll see them inside. What does it mean, the first part, that when Goy number one marries Goy number two, that the child has the halachic status of the father, Achar HaZochar, and not after the mother? So this is based upon the following brayse of the Tanya. We know that the Zayin Umos, the seven nations, which are loosely referred to as the Kedanim, Rashi points out, this refers to all of them that are included, the Chivi, the Yevusi, etc., Kulam Nikram Hashem Kenani, because it's referred to as Eretz Kenan. But those seven nations, there's a Chiv to eradicate them, and you're not allowed to accept converts from those nations. So, Kidetani, it says in the Brisa, that if you have one person, Le'echod Mino Umos, a man who comes from one of the other nations of the world, Sheba'al HaKenanis, and has relations with a Kenanis, one of the seven tribes of the Goyim that lived in Eretz Kenan, and they have a child, Holy Ben. What is the status of that child? That child follows the father. The father is from the rest of the world, not from the Zayin Umimos. And therefore, that child is permitted to come into Klai Yisrael in any one of a number of different ways. Can be Mizgayir and come to Klai Yisrael, or can be an Eved Kenani, and we're allowed to have them as an Eved Kenani. If they then get Meshuchra, they become a full-fledged Yid. So again, if the father is from the rest of the world, and the mother is from the Zayin Umimos, that child is a non-Zayin Umimos child. How do we know this? Tamalom, because the pasuk tells us, "V'gam ibnei ha-toshavim ha-gorim imochem mehem tiknu." So these are people that are toshavim. They live there. They usually follow where the mother is. So therefore, in this situation, the mother lives in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan, and the father came from someplace else. So even though they're living in Eretz Yisrael, we follow the father. Min ha-toshavim ha-gorim imochem mehem tiknu. You might think it works the other way around as well. Yochel af eved, an eved who comes from the Zayin Umos, the male is from the Zayin Umos, Shebaal Shivcha, you know, Umos, that has relations with a girl that comes from the rest of the world, not from the Zayin Umos, Beholi Ben, and they have a child, Shatarasha Liknosum Eved. That child could be an Eved Kenani. No, that child cannot. That child goes after the father, who is from the Zayin Umos, and therefore, Eino Rashoy Liknosum Eved. Talmud Loma, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Asher holido bi'aretzichem," the child was born in your land, meaning min hanolodim bi'aretzichem. He was born from somebody who was born in Eretz Yisrael, one of the Zayin Umos, one of the Canaanites. Be it they left because they followed where the mother was outside of Eretz Yisrael, and then they come back. Min hanolodim bi'aretzichem, v'lo min hagorim bi'aretzichem. They don't live in Eretz Yisrael. They live outside of Eretz Yisrael. They follow where the mother lives, and she is not from the Zayin Umos, so they lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, and now they're coming back into Eretz Yisrael, so you're not allowed to have from that group. That child is considered like the Zayin Umos. So again, if the father is a Kenani, so then the child is a Kenani, regardless of where the mother is. If the mother is a Kenanis, but the father is not, so then you follow the father, and the child is not considered from the Zayin Umos. That's the first part of the statement that Rava said in the name of Rav Yochanan. The second part was Nizgairu, he said, if they become converts. So this is not talking about the Zayin Umos, because they're not allowed to become converts, but you're talking about regular non-Jewish people who become converted to Judaism, and then they marry each other. Nizgairu, so you have two Gerim, a Ger and a Giorit. What is the status of that child that they have? They're full-fledged Jews. So, halach achar ha-pogum shebishneim. So, the child will have the higher level of blemish between the two parents, depending on what they are, nations they are from, that will go upon the child. What do we mean by that? B'mai, what are we talking about? If you're telling me you're dealing over here with Ilema b'mitzri, a male mitzri, shenosa amonis, that went and married an amonis, so the child would have the status of being a mitzri sheni, so, but that can't be the case that we're talking about, because it implied that you go after the pagam shebishneim, implying that both of them have a pagam, but the amonis has no pagam whatsoever. An amonis who converts is perfectly permissible. Rus ha-moaviyah, an amonis or a moavis. The women are allowed to go marry into Klai Yisrael if they convert. It's only Moav and Amon, male, that can come into Klai Yisrael. But amonis and moavis can. That was the whole famous machlokes with David HaMelech, whether he was a mamzer or not, because this din of moavis and amonis to be permitted wasn't 100% accepted. And then Shmuel Hanavi came along and said, this is the halacha, and that was the end of the discussion. So in any event, it can't be talking here about a male Mitzri marrying a female Ammonis, both of them converted, so the child is a perfectly valid child, albeit would be considered a Mitzri Sheni, because the mother has no pagam. She's an Ammonis, so my pagam ika. So that can't be the case that Rav and Amar Yochanan is talking about. Again, because Ammoni, velo Ammonis, she has no pagam. So what is the case? Ella, we're talking about Ba'amoni, a male Ammoni converted, Shenasa Mitzris, and he goes and marries a Mitzris. So what is the bigger pagam over here? So it depends. If they have a male child, so the bigger pagam is to be an Ammoni, because then he can't come and marry into the Kahal. So these Zohar have a high Shadja Abasre Didei. So the child will follow the status of the Ammon father, and that is the bigger blemish, that's the bigger pagam, because that child can't marry into the Kahal. As opposed to if they have a female, there would be no problem in that situation, in terms of Ammonis. However, the imnikeva, if they have a child that's a girl, so then shaja abasra dida, then it follows after the mother. The mother is a mitzris, so the child would be a mitzris sheni, or a mitzri sheni. And therefore, you go after the bigger pagam. It will depend, obviously, whether it's a boy or a girl, which is the bigger pagam. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah, kol she'en lo olav kiddushin, if this woman cannot have kiddushin with this particular man, but can have kiddushin with other men, so then, rachmana l'tzlan, if she has relations with a man who's asa to her, he's one of the arayas to her, so then that child is a mamzer. And this is the halacha l'mais opinion that we go, that chai v'krisus, or chai v'misus based in, any child that comes out of such a relationship will be a mamzer or a mamzeris. How do we know this? Minu ani mili. And we're going to have multiple different ways to try to figure this out, and there are lots of different drushes here in other Gemaras, so we'll just stick with our Gemara here to discuss where does our Gemara know that the Kiddushin in this situation is not Chal, and therefore the child is a Mamzer. Again, the Kiddushin are not Chal in the case where it would be a Chiyav of Karis or a Chiyav of Mises Basin. So the first teretz that we give is the Omer of Chiyo Bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan. Rav Chiyo Bar Abba says the name of Yochanan, Umatu Bo Mishum Rav Yanai. And Rav Yochanan gave the explanation in accord with the understanding of Rav Yanai. Others suggested it was Rav Acha Bere de Rava, who was the one that brought this down, and he brought this down according to the opinion of Matu Bar Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili. In any event, whoever said this member said as follows, Omer Kor Pasuk says, V'yotza mi beiso, when a woman is divorced, so she leaves her first husband's house, V'yotza mi beiso, and then she gets married to somebody else, V'olcha v'yiso li'ish acher, and it puts in the extra word acher, that comes to teach us, le'acherim v'lo le'krovim. She's only allowed to go marry someone else, somebody that's permitted to her, but she's not allowed to marry the krovim of her ex-husband. And those are arayas to her. So if she were to go marry the father of her ex-husband, the son of her ex-husband, the brother of her ex-husband, in a non-yibum situation, so then this would be an isser, and that kiddushin would not be chal, and the child would be a mamzer. And it's dashing out from the extra word, le'ish acher. It could have just said, why so le'ish? So it says, le'ish acher, that comes to teach us that she's only allowed to go marry somebody that's permitted to her. But the kedusha wouldn't be chal on one of the krovim of her ex-husband. Now, maskif lo Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba questions this and he says, wait a second, ve'ema, why don't we say that le'acher comes here to teach us, le'acher v'lo le'bein. She has to get married to somebody else, and not the son. This, Rashi says, is the closest relative of her ex-husband. He had a wife, a different wife, and he had a son from that wife, so this is not her son. So you need the pasuk to teach us leish acher, meaning anybody but this son, but maybe other relatives of her ex-husband, maybe the ex-husband's brother, would be permitted. How do we know that? So whenever it says bain, behedrix is bain, a son, it specifically states you're not allowed to go and marry your husband's son. Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, whether the a husband divorced or whether the husband died, you're never allowed to go marry his son. Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv. A man is not allowed to go and marry the wife of his father. So this teaches us, l'chatchili, you're not allowed to do such marriages. So, acher lamali. So why do I need the pasuk to tell me, l'ish acher, l'acherim, lo l'krovim? We already see, lo yikach ish es eishes aviv. Those relatives are forbidden. So the Gemara says, shema mina, l'acherim, lo l'krovim. Oh, so therefore our original drasha is correct. Now, more questions this and says, the emo e divide leben. No, in fact, we still have to darshan. It means leish acher means to anybody but the husband's son, the ex-husband's son. And you need one to teach us the din lechatchila, that the kiddushin shouldn't be done, and then you need to teach us b'di'evet, that even if the kiddushin are done, they're not effective. The emo e divide leben, ho lechatchila v'ho b'di'evet. So therefore, you need this to teach us, leish acher is still just to teach us the closest relative of her ex-husband, the son, but maybe other relatives would be permissible. So Gemara says, no, you don't need a pasuk lechachila, because lechachila, we learn out, me'achos isha nafka. We learn that out from the prohibition that we have against marrying your wife's sister. So there it tells us, uma achos isha, you're not allowed to go marry your wife's sister while the wife is still alive. The kares, that's an iser of kares. And it says, lo tikadish, and the kiddushin will not take effect. So too, chayvimis is based in lo kosher kain. So a chayvimis is based in, which is a higher level of iser than the iser of kares, of marrying your wife's sister. So certainly in that situation, that din should apply there as well. So I don't need to teach me the din lechachila that you can't marry your ex-husband's son, and therefore that lechachila isn't needed, and therefore the pasuk liish acher isn't necessary to teach me the son, and therefore can teach me all the other krovim. Gemara says, still, no, no, maybe you need it both to teach us achos isha, ha lechachila ha b'diavet, ha diavad. So therefore you need to teach us this din for the lechachila, that you shouldn't go and marry your wife's sister, and then b'diavet, if you did go and marry her, the kiddushin are in chal. So maybe that's what you need it for. And therefore, we can't use the pasuk lishacher to teach us all the other relatives. You need to teach us the son. So one says, you're right. That is valid in Hachanami. However, ashkon achos isha, we know here, achos isha is osur, because the pasuk states so. Sha'ar arayis binolah. How do we know that all the other arayis are forbidden, lichatchila and b'diavet? We learn them out, yalfinon me'achos isha. And that is learned in the following way. Ma achos isha miyuchedes. Just like this is a specific case. Achos isha. Shehi erva. That she is considered an erva. And b'chayevin al zedona koris. And if you intentionally go and have relations with her, try to marry her, you chayev koris. And if you did this by accident, you had a mix-up and you somehow thought it was your own wife and you ended up having relations with her, you'd have to bring a karm chatos. V'yal shigigosu chatos. And the lotovsi bo kiddushin. If you try to give a kiddushin, they won't be chal. So this is the paradigm. This is the binyanav, what we call a mamotzinu or a binyanav. So we then use this as the paradigm for all other arayas. Av koshi erva, any other arayas situation, any person who is an erva to you. The chayovin azdona kares, where there's a chiv of kares, and that would be b'mezid, v'alshigosu chatas, and by accident you had relations where there would be a chiyuv of chatas, lo tofsi bo kiddushin. Kiddushin would not be chal in that situation. So too over here, this is the paradigm for all other cases of arayas. Where it says, no, that would only work for most of them, but not for all of them. Bishlomo kulu asun. Yes, this could be the binyanav for almost all the other cases, but there are two exceptions. How would you learn out ela eishes ish to say that all the relatives are always going to be forbidden? There's something unique about eishes ish, which we'll explain in a moment. And likewise, eishes ach, the wife of your brother, there are halachically permissible situations where you can have relations with her, such as yibum. So that would break apart this binyanav, ikul amifrach, because Male achos isha, with your wife's sister, shekein ein lo heter bimko mitzvah, that even in the situation where there's a mitzvah of Yibam, let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and then Reuven dies childless, so then the other woman would fall to Shimon, his wife's sister would fall to him in Yibam. So even though there's a mitzvah of Yibam, nevertheless, the isser of achos isha prevents that from occurring. So mali achos isha shekein ein lo heter bimko mitzvah, even when there is a mitzvah to do Yibam, nevertheless, achos isha trumps that and says that you can't do that Yibam. So in that situation, Tomar bi eishes ach, can you say the same thing in regards to an eishes ach? She eish lo heter bimko mitzvah. Sometimes eishes ach does have the permissibility in the situation where Nebuch, the husband, dies childless, so then there is a mitzvah to go and take Yibam, the former brother-in-law, should go and now take her as his wife. So therefore, that's the reason why the binyanav can't work. And likewise, Asis Ish Nami, likewise, with an Asis Ish, we have a situation where it would break apart this binyanav, because you could slug it up in the following way. Malahanach and all the other arayos, such as the wife's sister, shekein ein lo heta b'chai osrat. As long as your wife is alive, you're never allowed to go and marry her sister. Whether you divorce her or whether she's still married to you, you're never allowed to go and marry her sister under no circumstance. As opposed to Tomer b'yeshesis, if a man is married to a woman and then he divorces her, so he's still alive, she's still alive, she eish la heter b'chai osrat. She is allowed to go and marry other people. She's the divorcee. So therefore, even though her husband is alive, this prohibition no longer applies. So therefore, this binyanav doesn't work. So Gemara says, you're right, El Omer of Yonah. Yonah says, Others say Vitema Rav Huna Bered Yeshua. It was Rav Huna Bered Yeshua said it's based upon the following pasuk. That pasuk that you brought down from Achos Isha, that's not the answer. Amakra, the pasuk that we're going to bring down is Kol Asher Yasem Mikol HaToivos Ela V'Nichrusu. Anybody that does any of these arayas, Rachmona Litzlan, so they will be Chayev Koris. And therefore, all of them are considered the same. Hukshu Kol HaRayas Kulo LeAchos Isha. And they're now all comparable to the Achos Isha Isurim. Not through a bin yanav, but through this comparison of kares to kares. And in this situation, hukshu kol arayis kula liachos isha. They're all compared to achos isha. Ma achos isha lo tofsi bo kiddushin. The kiddushin aren't chal. So too, av kol arayis kulam lo tofsi bo kiddushin. And this is how we learn out that the kiddushin is not chal, but all the other arayis from this hekish over here of v'nichrusu, v'nichrusu. Hukshu kol arayis kulam liachos isha. Or says, wait a second, if that's true, then it has to be for all of the arayas, including anida. Anida, it's considered an erva as well. Yehachim, we turn to Samachesam and Aleph. Afilu nida nami. This din should apply even to anida. How come, therefore, we say, Aloma Omar Abaye, Hakol Modim? Abaye says that everybody's in agreement, Bebo'al anida, if a person has relations with anida, or if a person has relations with the sota, who he's not allowed to go and have relations with, she'ain havlad mamzer. In that situation, the vlad is not a mamzer. Even though there is a chiv of kares over here, in regards to the Baal Anida, the Baal Asota is not an Isser of Kares. It's a lav, but it's not an Isser of Kares. But the Baal Anida, there's an Isser of Kares, and yet you say, she'ain havlad mamzer, so this seems to break apart your hekish to compare all the arayos that have Kares to Achos Ishto. So the Gemara says, Chizki explains, no, the pasuk says, Usihi nida sa alav. It uses this lashon of Usihi, which is a lashon of Havaya, which is a lashon of marriage. And even though the woman is a nida, afilu bishas nidasa tehei bo havaya. The kiddushin can be chal. And lamaisa, we do take into effect a woman's nida status as a chuppah, and we allow the kiddushin to take effect, albeit there's some very subtle things that we do differently in terms of yichud, in terms of other things. So this is called a chuppas nida. But the bottom line is, the chuppah does take effect. The kiddushin are chal. And it's not breaking the rule, because we have a pasuk that tells us that this is the exception to the rule, usihi nidasa Allah. More questions. It says, wait a second, Michte, wait a second, now we have this din of kares to compare it to. You could compare it to Achos Isha, but why don't we compare it to Nida? So now you have the choice of comparing it to Nida. And my chaz is the makshis lehu liachos isha, achshal Nida. Instead of comparing this paradigm of all the creases to Achos Ishto, compare it to Nida and say that no, the kedushin achal, and say that the child is not a mamzer. So Gemara says, no, when you have a choice of going l'kula, which would be compared to nida, or l'chumra, to compare it to achos ishto, so l'chumra makshina. So then we have to go and compare it to the more stringent scenario rather than the more kuladik scenario. So this is a valid way to learn out the dinim of all the arayas, that the kedushin are in chal, and that the child is a mamzer if it's a chiv of kares, and that is a good teretz. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up over here with another teretz as to where we learned these dinim from. Again, we learned today for our good dear friend Tuvia Lefkowitz, whose yard site is today. He was never killed outside the shul in a car accident. A car hit him, and we miss him and remember him very, very well. And of course, we're learning for all the tzaros that are going on in Eretz Yisrael. All of the soldiers should be safe. All of the Nebuch families that are mourning, they should find comfort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all those that are in need of Refuah Shleima should be, Ezra Hashem, have a Refuah Shleima b'mehera in the schus of all learning.